Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Cy Musiker. A San Francisco judge has thrown out a challenge to a South Bay BART tax measure, ruling that opponents of the tax filed their suit too late. Measure B, which provides for a 1/8-cent sales tax to operate a BART extension through Santa Clara County, barely achieved the 2/3 vote needed to pass. Foes went to court to force a recount, only to find the county had officially certified the vote. David Schoenbrunn is a South Bay transit activist critical of the BART plan. He brought the recount suit.
The truth of the matter is nobody knows who won this election. The margin of victory is such that we believe that there's a constitutional right to get the same manual recount that any other ballot measure would get.
Measure B opponents could still call for a recount in the next 5 days, but they'll have to pay the $400,000 cost. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is in Philadelphia today at a national governor's conference. He's meeting President-elect Barack Obama with hat in hand, asking not for help balancing the state budget, but for the U.S. to invest in public works projects. The governor says the state has a backlog of $28 billion in projects stalled for lack of federal funds. Richard Little directs the Keston Institute for Public Finance at the University of Southern California. Mr. Little, can infrastructure investments really put people back to work and help dig the state out of a recession?
Yes, they certainly can, and particularly, you know, in California, as in the rest of the nation, the housing industry has pretty much come to a grinding halt, and there are a lot of projects on the private side that are winding down, from which people tell me there's no work 6-8 months out. So from the standpoint of both putting people to work who are currently unemployed and avoiding future unemployment down the road, infrastructure can address the unemployment issue.
I think most of us think of roads and bridges when we think of infrastructure spending, but there must be other worthy projects. And I'm thinking about the state's water needs.
Certainly there's work to be done on the levee system up around Sacramento, which the state's already identified as a high priority. And a lot of that work requires federal matching funds or federal majority funds. So this could definitely help that kind of work.
Yeah, do we get less employment bang for the buck than we did, say, a generation ago? Because so many construction projects depend on foreign steel and other imported materials.
You're right. We do import certain materials, but the major cost of construction projects is labor, and construction labor is like politics. It's local, and it can't be outsourced. And I would like to put a little caveat in, though. There's only so much money you can force through the system at one time, because obviously there's contracting requirements and there's other things. So even if you look at numbers that, you know, spending so many dollars creates so many jobs, that isn't a line you can carry off into infinity. There are very real limits, the largest of which is eventually you do run out of skilled laborers and skilled craftspeople to actually do the work.
Should we be at all skeptical about the promise of infrastructure spending? The state passed $42 billion in new infrastructure bonds 2 years ago, but those funds haven't kept unemployment down or the economy thriving.
Well, you raise an excellent point, because we had a forum just a couple of weeks ago at the Institute about the progress of the bonds. And it turns out that only about 10% of those bonds have been sold. And part of the reason for that is these projects do have a fairly long lead-up time. And quite honestly, it was a little disheartening to learn that that's only as far as we've gotten. So, you know, if we're having those kinds of difficulties spending our own money, we need to be, in your words, a little skeptical about, well, okay, if we add $20 or $30 billion more to that, you know, how quickly can we spend that money? What's going to fundamentally change in the system?
Thanks so much for talking to us.
Okay, thank you.
Richard Little directs the Keston Institute for Public Finance at the University of Southern California. I'm Cy Musiker, KQED Public Radio.